O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's November 4th, 2014. You're in for a special treat on today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard from Nancy Newcomb. She's the director of aftercare at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, a great work that's going on in and around the Rantoul area. Now, their offices and their residency is in Rantoul, but they serve in various prisons throughout Illinois. And recently I had Nancy and Moses and Daniel and Norman helping out with the nature trail. And as we had a great lunch together and we were speaking and sharing, Nancy says, you've got to get Moses down in the studio and have him share some of his story. And so Moses, we were sharing about the radio ministry, and I can't remember if it was you or Daniel or Norman that said, hey, how did the radio station start? And then how did you meet Holly? And that led to some other stories. And then I was talking about some things, and you out of nowhere said, hey, you're speaking to me, or your heart was stirred. So I want you to share with our Great News Radio listeners the transformational journey you've been on, a journey that began as a child with abuse and hurt and heartache and abandonment, and yet you have seen God provide and care and direct and lead, and you're a follower of Jesus. But what was stirring in your heart at the table? And then take us through some of your own faith journey, because I know there was a time where you were literally feeling like you were in the devil's den, and yet that faith journey got you to the point where you want to write a story about my journey to God from prison to the golf course. So I want to cover some of those things that God did in your life, but he was stirring in your heart when we were sitting at the table.
Yes, yes. You just said some things that allowed me to know that God was in the midst all the time, and I didn't know it. My journey with God as far as being in this troubled world, on how I came up as a child, being abused, went through a lot of transformation as I continued to grow up, got on the wrong track and started doing drugs. And God rescued me. He never left me. At the time, I never really knew God. I didn't have a relationship with God. But somewhere deep in my soul, I continued to pray silently to myself. And every time that he seen me through different storms, I had to stop and say, wow, that had to be God. And how God had really changed my life. You know, I said my journey with God from prison to the golf course. I was released out of Sheridan Correctional Center. And the next day I was on the golf course with Mr. Bill Scott.
And he serves currently as the chairman of the board of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries. And I had Dennis Daniels and Bill Scott prior to their banquet earlier this year. And I think the last couple of years, they're great people. And yeah, Bill, I think he volunteers and mentors.
He does.
And so how did you meet up with Bill to get onto that golf course?
Wow. Some of the guys asked me that I wanted to go golfing with them. I said, sure. At the time, I didn't know Bill Scott. And when we got there, I was introduced to him, and he was a wonderful person. His greeting was like we've been knowing each other for a long time. And I guess that's how people are when God is got a hold of them, you know. And my time spent with Bill, wow, it's wonderful. I also do Bible study with him, which is a blessing. We do different things. You know, his daughter come by and do the garden at Jesus the Way Prison Ministry. I got to really admit that my life at Jesus is the Way Ministry have truly been a blessing from God. I like the platform that God has got me going through, the transition that I'm going through. You know, it's a lot different from what I come from. So I know that it's God. It's not me. And I don't want to feel like the Israelite complaining all the time. Because there's always different situation where you don't seem like you can do it, you know. And I had to catch myself and say, forgive me, Lord. I don't want to be like the Israelite constantly complaining. You say do this, I'm finna do it. You know, so that's where I'm at.
But what's kind of interesting, God even takes our complaints, our anger, our outbursts. So many of the Psalms written by King David, he begins, Lord, dash my enemies, you know, grind them with your teeth. I mean, yes. He kind of vents. He wants them punished. He wants justice. There's one Psalm, my father and mother abandoned me. And yet by mm-hmm. the end of the Psalm, he oftentimes comes to a point of resolution where, God, you are good. Yes. I will trust in you. And you as a child, you mentioned the abuse, and I think your mom handed you off to a friend or some who kind of said she was the grandmother, but
yes.
she didn't treat you like family. She
no.
didn't treat you like she loved you. And so at that point, you really didn't know God, but yet you're looking back and you can see that even in a terrible situation, you had some kind of support or some kind of recognition that he was there.
Yes. For the abuse I went through, I understand that what my creator, Jesus Christ, had to go through, the suffering that he had to go through, I can imagine, even though I could never measure up to the suffering that he sustained, but being a child and being abused the way I was, getting beat for anything, it was agony. And for me to survive it, I knew that it had to been God.
Mm-hmm.
I knew God played a very important role in my life at that time. I knew that I can look back and say these are tribulations, this part of a learning process. It's just things that God sent us through to be a witness for him, to let other people know the storms that he had pulled us through. You know, being abused from 7 years old till I was in my teens have really been a suffering point in my life. I didn't do the things that kids did then. I was too afraid. I didn't know what love was. I was afraid that anything I did that was good was wrong. So going through that transition, it was a terrible thing to wake up and didn't know what you were going to get beaten for.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just one of them things.
Well, who came along and started maybe revealing this God of great character, this loving Savior? I mean, who was helping you through the teenage years into the young adult? When did you start to know that I do serve a good God and he has my best interest in mind, and then come to terms with he provided this Savior, this way for me to experience full life?
I have to say, no one at that time, I wasn't going through a transition. You know, God revealed himself to me when I became a drug addict. Being a drug addict, being in an abandoned building, waking up on a concrete floor, and deep in my heart, I prayed. I didn't know God, but I felt that if it was a God, he'd hear me. And I prayed and I asked God to rescue me. I didn't know how to do it. And you know me, being a human being, I assumed that he might allow me to make it up in my mind to go into rehab or something. But God, I learned that his ways ain't our ways. And 2 days after that prayer, I got arrested for having drugs in my pocket.
Now, how old are you at this point?
I'm about 28 years old at this time. Now, this is the funny thing about this prayer. As I was sentenced to 3 years and I was on the bus going to the penitentiary, it dawned on me about that prayer. I said, Lord, rescue me. Not knowing that this was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was in prison, it was a guy sitting in the hallway every day reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I will walk past this guy every day. And as I continued to pass this guy, I had a friend that was about to go on a court writ. And he said, this is the guy that you need to talk to. You know, I looked down at the man reading the Bible. I said, yeah, all right. You know,
yeah.
I brushed it off. So anyway, my friend went on here on his court writ. And I walked past this guy again. He was still sitting there reading. So I all of a sudden I stopped. I said, what you read? and he was in Matthews. And so he was explaining to me what he was reading, and he was breaking it down to me. It was sounding, you know, I had never really listened to no one read the Word of God. Even when I was at church, I would fall asleep. But for some instant, I'm listening to him, and I was liking everything that he was saying, that it became every day we would sit there in the hallway and he reading these scriptures to me, and he breaking them down to me, telling me about God, how much God loved me. And it's just a spirit in me was lifted up, and it just became a habit. And just from us two being in the hallway, it became like 12 people's in the hallway. And so the officer said that he didn't want us grouped up like that because it looked like we was gaining. So the man asked me, he said, I'll tell you what, go to church with me Sunday.
Now, was this guy a volunteer or was he?
No, he was just an inmate himself.
Okay. So after he's sitting there, he has this routine, and then you start listening to him. Others started gathering.
Other people started gathering.
Oh, I was thinking you two represented like 12 people because it was so powerful. So there literally were like 10
or
12.
Literally, because they was one. When they started seeing me and him sitting there, and they were like, what y'all doing? We just tell them we in the Word. So they start. The first one started, then next thing we know, other people that was going to church was joining in.
Okay.
It became like, wow. So anyway, when he invited me to church, and for the first time in my life, I really sat there and listened to the preacher talk. And the things he was saying felt so good to my spirit that I couldn't imagine how God, that right there showed me how magnificent God is. And don't you know, they had a choir. I loved it so much that I wanted to be in the choir. So the preacher told me in order to get in the choir, I would have to attend Bible study. So I signed up for Bible study.
Hey, you're ringing my bell because there is the Singing Men of GNN, and we're always looking for another good man to come join us and sing. So I might have to talk to the staff over at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry and see what's going on Monday night. So a little plug. We have Christmas concerts coming up in the coming months. So who knows, Moses, you might be a part of the future men's choir. If in case you're just tuning in, I have Moses Spears here in the studio with me. He and Dan. Daniel, Norman, and Nancy, who was on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends yesterday, all were helping out with the Nature Trail, and I pulled him into the studio here, and I want to share some of his story, his transformational work that God has been doing in his life. He's a current resident at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, and so in case you just tuned in, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, and you can listen to it in its entirety anytime. So stop by greatnewsradio.org, and also you'll see on my Facebook page and also on the station website a photo of Moses that I took here in the studio. So Moses, you're attending church, you're hearing the preacher speak, your heart is softening, you're kind of captivated by this concept that God loves you, that he cares for you, even looking back during times of abuse, of heartache, you know he was there carrying you along, and I so appreciate the fact that you are identifying with the Lord Jesus Christ, the suffering that he did by his bruises, you know, we are healed. And so you're hearing this message. There's a warming in your heart. You're hearing that God loves and cares for you. What was next?
Yes, I soon joined the choir, and I was singing in the choir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The tangent. I was thinking, where were we? Oh, yeah, the choir, then the singing men. Okay.
So I finally got into the choir, and I was a choir member, and I loved the church so much that after my release, after doing 3 years, God had truly cleaned my life up. He had took the craving for drugs out of my life. I moved down to Champaign, Urbana. And when I moved to Champaign, Urbana, he continued to work miracles in my life. I finally started working. I haven't had a job since the 80s, since my drug addiction. So I'm talking 20-something years. I haven't had a job. And for God to start working in my life, I got a job. And then I finally was able to save money and get my own apartment. And I was sitting in my apartment, and tears rolled down my eyes. And I just looked around my apartment like, this is mine. Thank the Lord. I'm paying my own bills, my power bill, my rent. And it was just amazing how God did these things for me. God has really been an inspiration in my life. And how I ended up back in prison was, it's like I had got comfortable and I let go of God's hand and tried to do things my way. And I ended up going back to prison. I went back to prison for selling drugs. When I was in prison, I signed up for Jesus Away Prison Ministry. I got back on where I shouldn't have left from, and that was in the presence of God. Now that I'm back in the presence of God, I'm doing what God wants me to do now. I learned so many things, and God allowed me to go through these tribulations that I had to go through in order to learn. You know, God don't never make you sell drugs or anything. That come from my own nature. But he allowed me to wallow in it until I make my own mind up and say, Lord, I need you.
Yeah, I know yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I had asked this kind of tongue-in-cheek to Nancy Newcomb, who's the director of Aftercare. She talked about some of her faith journey and some poor choices she made and some bad relationships and the result of a divorce and some other bad mistakes. And I said, oh, you mean when you came to Christ, everything didn't just work out perfectly and everything was just on a great course? And she goes, no. And you're also echoing that we serve this God full of grace and mercy, that oftentimes he'll allow us to make poor choices, to maybe go the wrong direction, but he's always there to woo us back, to carry us along. And it sounds like you again found that he had open arms to welcome you back.
Yes, he really opened his arms to me. And now it's not a day go by I don't get up and praise him, glorify his holy name. And my day is not filled until I come to him first, because I realize I'm nothing without God. So I have to give him the glory that he deserves. And I just thank him for cleaning my life and giving me my life back.
I know prior to this interview, I asked you about favorite verses or Bible stories, and you said, seek ye first
the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.
So you're seeing that being realized.
Yes. And also the verse where he said that I will restore everything that the locusts have eaten. And God don't lie. His words comes back non-void. What he said in his word, he mean it. And it's true. I'm a prime witness for my Lord Jesus Christ.
Moses, we have a few more minutes left, and I'm thinking of two different questions for that listener that's tuned in that is carrying a lot of anger, heartache. And you can say, even rightly so, there's been violation, abuse, mistreatment, abandonment, whatever it is.
Yes.
Some didn't work out right. They're working for a boss that's a tyrant. They have this inner anger. What would be maybe a word from the Lord through you, through your experience, that might be able to encourage them?
What my word would be, to get on your knees and pray. And just let God know that whatever it is that you have to go through, that he is there with you. Just pray, pray, and pray. And mean it from your heart. And stand on that faith. Because faith without work is dead. And to know God is to love him.
Yeah, I think that's so key, to know God as he really is. Because many times we might project onto God qualities that aren't true of God, because he is a God of grace, of mercy, of care.
Yes, he is.
And so when we realize who God really is, then we do approach him with open arms, because we know he'll care for us. Hey, in our closing minute, if God was going to answer maybe a specific prayer for you in the days ahead, what would it be and why?
It would be to never let them down again and to be successful at whatever I'm reaching for.
That makes me think of Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord and not for men. So whether it's sweeping streets or spreading mulch, as you've done here at the homestead, or an executive position in a Fortune 500 company, to anything in between, that God can use you this very day and will use you in the days ahead to share your testimony, the redemptive plan that he desires for all of us. As we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. Well, Moses Spears, thank you for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. When's your residency program? How much longer are you at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry?
I got there August 27. I have to be there 10 months.
Okay, 10 months. So you're about halfway through, I guess, or so. And then where do you hope to go in the days ahead?
Working and saving my money and get my own place and continue to come and give back to the ministry. I'm really hoping that they would fit me in somewhere where I could be a real big help there.
And what kind of skills do you have? Maybe one of our listeners is tuned in. What do you do? What do you excel in? What do you like to do?
I think I excel more into janitorial work, you know. I also worked at warehouses, but I think now at my age, I say janitorial maintenance.
Okay, so all-purpose cleanup. And what's some of the maintenance kind of thing?
Putting in lights that's missing and waxing floors, anything that, like, a little plumbing, things of that nature.
Little fix it on the side and clean and polish. And hey, maybe I'll have to have you in here in the studio and you help me organize this place and clean it up a little. In case you just tuned in, this is the conclusion of my conversation with Moses Spears. He's a resident at Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries, and he's been a delight. I've got to spend a whole mid-morning and afternoon on the nature trail. And thank you, Moses, for volunteering and assisting and being available to share your faith journey. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. It's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray, angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy, I stayed all day, angels watching over me. It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all